Later tonight, the moving drama about a young woman who overcomes sexist taunts about being ugly by finding refuge in the love and friendship of her pet Labrador. That's Dog, later tonight, on Radio 4. But now, the Skivers.
Here are two small humans, Tim and Nick.
Our guest tonight played Britain's most unusual GP before Dr. Miriam Stoppard. He was the Doctor who had all the excellent adventures in modern-day Britain with the Brigadier. He was the Doctor who had the yellow car Bessie, which the next Doctor Who obviously sold straight away because we never saw it again. He was the Doctor who had lots of adventures in quarries because they were cheap to film. Sonic screwdriver. What was that all about? Did he buy it from the Innovations catalogue? Ladies and gentlemen, it's time for answers. Please welcome our special guest, John Pertwee.
Hello.
Now, John, you were our favourite Doctor Who by miles, and we'd very much like you to make a comeback immediately. Here's the first script.
Right, I see. Doctor Who goes shopping. Episode 1. Get behind the sofa quick. Didn't Tom Baker do this one?
No, I don't think so. Now, we'd like to be your assistants in this adventure.
Yes, all right. Perhaps I'll need to audition you first. Look, can you say Doctor as though you're convinced I've been killed at the end of an episode?
Doctor!
Doctor!
Yeah, not bad. Now, can you say doctor as though I've just rescued you?
Doctor!
Doctor!
Excellent. Yes, that's all my assistants have to do, you know. I'd better go and get the TARDIS.
What, have you lost it?
No. I lent it to John Thor.
Why?
Well, he wanted to go back a couple of years and not be in a year in Provence.
Ladies and gentlemen, John Pert... The next contender, please. And your name?
Jeremy Young.
Profession?
Estate agent.
And your specialist subject?
Property consultancy in the modern market.
Jeremy Young, your time starts now. Which house keys should you take to appointments?
The wrong ones.
Correct. How many times should you phone a new client in the first 10 minutes of getting their number?
48.
Correct. What's another phrase for very small?
Very big.
Correct. What do you do if someone is interested in buying a townhouse costing approximately £70,000?
Send them details of bungalows valued at least £250,000.
Correct. How do you describe a house that is falling down and has no roof?
Unusual.
Correct. What happens once a customer is on the mailing list?
You send them irrelevant details forever.
What's another name for dry rot?
Wallpaper.
Correct. How is the housing market?
This is exactly the right time to buy.
Correct. How is the housing market? And you may answer.
This is exactly the right time to sell.
Correct. And at the end of that round, Jeremy Young, you have scored 11 points and no passes.
No, come on. 11 isn't enough.
All right, I'll go up to 12.
Okay, I'll think about it, but I'll need 14 points to be really sure of winning.
Oh, all right, you have scored 14 points.
For identification purposes, the next voice you hear will be Nick's.
I've got one piece of advice for you. If you're preparing your accounts, don't use a firm of tortoises like I did.
Hello?
Oh, hello. It's Mr. Simpson here. Any news on my tax return?
Ah, yes. That's a Schedule D, Manchester One office. Yes, Thomas was doing that, but I'm afraid we've lost him.
What?
It's okay. He's probably just outside under a pile of leaves.
Has he got an assistant?
Yes, but Frieda's out at the moment, having her name painted on her back.
Look, can I come in and see him next week?
Well, normally, yes, but we're winding down for hibernation now. We go to sleep, you know. It's lovely.
Yes, but look, I haven't even got last year's rebate yet.
Oh, yeah, I saw that the other day. I think Arthur's using that as a lining in his cardboard box. We'll send it to you next April when we wake up.
No, look, this is ridiculous. It's the last time I take one of Ken Dodd's recommendations.
And now on BBC One, Dad's Crime Watch.
Hello. Did you see who didn't put the screwdriver back?
Who was it who left the lights on so that was lit up like a Christmas tree? Maybe you know.
Who was it who played football in the garden and smashed all the roses? Did you see anything?
This is our reconstruction of an incident in the kitchen.
Oh. Oh, oh dear. Oh, you can hear that racket halfway down the street. Well, where's the... who's eaten all the biscuits?
If you know something, call us now. You might earn yourself a reward of some old garden shears and be let off washing the car this weekend.
Yes. Yes, if you can help us ring our number, but wait till cheap rate and don't be on the phone all bloody evening.
Tonight, in this edition of 20 Years On, we ask, whatever happened to the Daleks?
Knock.
Who's there?
Doctor.
Doctor who? Doctor who? Doctor! Exterminate! Exterminate!
But some of the Daleks have left show business altogether.
So, that's one Big Mac, large fries. And a banana shake to eat in?
No, I'll have it take away. I've changed my mind.
Change his mind? Take away! Information overload cannot compute! Cannot compute!
Some of the Daleks still keep in touch with each other.
Hello? Would you like another drink? Have you got any WD-40? This is my wife. She is a dustbin. Do you? Do you remember the time we beat these Cybermen at bridge?
Next week on 20 Years On, we ask, whatever happened to the Clangers?
Warning. Please remember, this show is dry clean only.
Ladies and gentlemen of the jury, have you elected a foreman?
Yes, my lord, but I'm afraid he's a student.
I see. And have you reached a verdict in which we're all agreed?
Yeah, we have, yeah.
You find the prisoner, Roland James Smith, accused of murder, guilty or not guilty?
Not guilty.
Get on with rebuilding my life.
Guilty.
I see. Prisoner of the bar, you have been found guilty of murder. It is now my duty to pass sentence. You will be taken from here to an exceptionally grim place of execution where you will be hanged...
Does that mean we think he did it?
Yes.
What, you mean with that knife?
No. You must remember the pathologist testified that he was strangled.
Was that the bloke with the beard and the hair lip?
No, that's the court usher. Oh. Look, you've got 104 days of evidence on this. Weren't you listening?
Well, I've had a lot to think about this term. I've got this chemistry practical to prepare for, and I think I might be gay.
Look, I suppose we could recall some witnesses if you promise to pay attention.
Yeah, okay, I absolutely promise. Sorry, look, I've got to go.
Secrets of the Famous. Number 7.
Hello, my name's Alan Titchmarsh. My secret is on fireworks night, I hide under a pile of newspapers.
All right, keep the buzzing down. I'd like to bring this meeting of bees to order.
Yeah, pass the royal jelly round. Don't take too much.
Hang on, is that a wasp at the back there?
It's okay, it's with me. He's on an exchange. He's over here learning how to make honey. And Simon's over there learning how to get into cars and buzz along the top of the windscreen.
Well, the first item is tomorrow's buzzing about in the garden schedule for worker bees. Andrew, you're doing the rhododendrons, and Pasco, you're on foxglove.
Oh, no! I get claustrophobic! Can't I do pansies?
No, you can't! And none of that just sitting on the lawn not really doing anything this time.
Where's Luke?
Well, there's a bit of bad news. Luke got smashed by a rolled-up newspaper. He's flying upside down on the Andersons' kitchen windowsill if you want to pay your last respect. Oh, no. He was a lovely fabby. Always dunking his boscis right in the nectar. Oh, well. Now, on a serious note, this year's outing to the Chelsea Flower Show is next week. Now, don't all go in a swarm, and watch out for the plastic flowers.
Yeah, now, I'm putting it about that it's aerodynamically impossible for us to fly. No, it is not. You flew here, you stupid bee.
Oh, yeah. Now, keep it down. It's time for the queen bee to open the new shelf in the hive.
You've all been very kind about helping to rebuild all the honeycombs in the west wing of the hive. I'll take that down. Thank you.
I think jam's better than honey.
You don't.
No, I don't really. Honey's brilliant.
Oh, and these are one of our favourite singers at the moment. What's in the beehive? The B-52s, Sophie B. Hawkins, and B.B. King.
And we don't like sing.
Warning. All listeners must be upright to within 5 degrees.
And now on BBC One, Prehistoric Crime Watch.
Did you see the mammoth that trampled Og?
Crime programmes are just getting out of hand on TV. In fact, the BBC are doing so well with Crime Watch and solving so many crimes that they've asked the police to do some programmes for them in return.
All right, evening all there. Now, first today's big game. It was the one at Old Trafford. There was a good turnout of police in their nice yellow waistcoats and even two nice big police horses. Just two arrests and a bit of a scuffle. We managed to keep the away supporters there for 7 hours after the game.
And then there's Antiques Roadshow.
How much do you think it's worth?
I don't know. Never mind that. Where'd you get it?
It was left to me.
Oh, I see. Come on, now what's in the other bag?
What?
Come on, let's see.
No!
Right, I'm arresting you on suspicion of handling stolen goods. Come on. Right,
let's... Oh!
And the weather.
The weather, yes. Well, today you should be all right with just the blue jumper. Tomorrow it'll turn colder and you'll need the big puffy blue anorak with the word... with the word police in fluorescent writing across the back.
The Late Show.
Thank you, police dog gripper. Welcome to The Late Show, which is at 6, because that's when my shift ends. Today we look at paperbacks that you can read on stakeouts. Points of view.
Hello. Well, we've had loads of complaints this week. For example, Mrs. Simpson complained that food and drink this week just looked at different sorts of sandwiches that you can keep under your helmet. Well, I can assure you that all these complaints have been looked into, and whilst those involved are suspended on full pay. Good night.
Well, that's the end of programmes for today. There's nothing to see. Come on, move along. to bed. Come on. We've got to close down now and over-police some veal exports.
Hello, this is your captain, Captain Beefheart. I've just been informed by air traffic control there will be a delay. The Lufthansa 747 in the takeoff slot ahead of us has been stopped by the police because its back light isn't working. I'll keep you updated.
Would either of you tortoises like anything to eat? Any more lettuce?
Oh, yeah, lettuce. Yes, please.
Yes, lettuce. Lovely.
Much better lettuce here than on KLM.
Yes, those Swiss Air Business do a nice bit of mouldy peach with their lettuce.
Do they? Do they?
Yes, but they made me put my shell in the hold.
Really?
Yes. There was a terrible mix-up at Berlin. My shell went to Johannesburg and I had to go to my meeting in an upturned bowl.
Excuse me. Is one of you Fred?
Yes, that's me. Can't you see it painted on my shell? Really?
Oh, I'm sorry. Well, there's a message for you. It's from Frieda in Chicago. She won't be able to meet you at the airport because someone's mended the hole in the fence.
Captain Beefheart here. Sorry to announce that the tower find it impossible to believe that great metal objects weighing hundreds of tons can get off the ground. We're talking to them now.
Well, I wouldn't have got up so early if I'd known there'd be all this delay.
When did you leave?
March.
You made good time. Are you going away to hibernate this year?
Well, the wife wants to go to the Seychelles, but I think the box in the garage will do.
Good news. We've got clearance for immediate departure. We'll be on our way to Chicago International as soon as I can find the piece of paper I wrote the directions on.
Are you going to watch the film? It's Kevin Costner in a multi-million pound remake of Rolf Harris's public information film about swimming.
No. No, I'm going to go to sleep.
Yes, me too. I like sleeping. It's lovely.
Stewardess, can you stop moving about so fast? You're making me dizzy.
Oh, I'm sorry.
And can we both have some more dry leaves, please?
Captain Beefheart here again. Sorry to inform you, we've been here so long, we've been clamped. Anyone got 10p for the phone?
Weather. Here is the weather for the next 1,000 years. Moderate.
Come in, come in.
Gosh, it's big in here. Outside it looks so small, but inside it's so sort of big.
Yes, well, it's dimensionally transcendental. You must be another applicant for the assistant's job.
That's right. I'm Jemima Katie.
Excellent, excellent. First hyphenated name today. Well, you've got the mousy hair. But that side parting.
I'm sorry, Doctor. If I get the job, I promise it'll go straight into a centre parting.
Excellent, Jemima Katie.
Doctor!
What? What is it?
Behind you!
It's a yucca plant.
It looked just like the mother spider from the Ombudi Omanum dimension.
An easy mistake, Jemima Katie. I believe BBC Special Effects did actually use a yucca plant for that one. Now, what if it had been the mother spider?
Well, my platform boots would have stuck to the floor, causing me to hold my head in pain and perform a writhing pants people-like dance.
Very good indeed. A-levels?
None.
A-lines?
15, all pinafore, beige and polyester.
Roll neck jumper?
It's polyester, it's beige and it's rubbish.
Perfect, perfect. Now, what about previous experience, Jemima Katie?
I think I'm perfectly qualified, Doctor. You see, my last job involved me running down a lot of pointless beige corridors and then hiding in doorways and being tied up in dark basements a lot.
Gallifrey?
No, Whitehall.
Good, good, good. Now I'm going to play you some eerie radiophonic workshop music.
Ah, Doctor!
Very good indeed, Jemima. Now then, you don't fancy me, do you?
Not a bit. I see you in a purely avuncular light.
Excellent, excellent. But, be a bit gruff with me sometimes. I rather like that. Now, you're scared of absolutely everything, aren't you?
Oh, yes. Oh, yes. Especially those little dustbins with sore throats.
Yes, well, we're all scared of those, aren't we? Now, there is one last thing, my dear. When you get captured, it's absolutely vital that you quiver your lips a lot. Can you do that? Excellent, Jemima Cady. You've got the job. Well done. Oh, one last thing. Could you make your thighs just a little bit chunkier?
Of course, Doctor. Of course.
Brussels, Europe.
Right. This is the pre-meeting meeting of the FAB and the Committee of Cutting Out Needless Bureaucracy and of Finding Proper Ways of Spending EC Funds. Brackets properly, closed brackets. So, any idea?
Well, I think there should be more money available for Switzerland to build a hedgehog sanctuary.
Yes, and what about an EC grant for Sweden to develop its rap scene or to develop a mechanical monster to frighten Norway?
And European community money to help France build more pedaloche.
Very good. All is passed, yes. Finally, I'd like a show of hands of this report to rename critic positions along EC guidelines. Yes? Right. Carried.
So, it's Malcolm Bowling. He's got a man out at Papa 334M. A deep 970B. And Atherton in a catching position at 37L stroke 9. Now, remember, he must bowl at least one ball and over that the batsman hits, or the game can't be called cricket and becomes redefined as marching. So in he comes. Oh dear, now the umpire's asking him whether he's filled in a round the wicket memo. No, he hasn't, so there's some paperwork to sort out. And the umpire's offered the paperwork to the batsman and they go off. Well, the crowd don't like that, and neither does Crawley fielding at Alpha Zulu 972M. And so the score on the 98th day of this test match is still West Indies 2 runs for no wicket after 1 over.
There ain't no stopping us now.
Hello, Cyril's Space Vehicle Repairs and Bodywork? Oh, yeah, Captain Kirk. Yeah. Now, we've had terrible problems with the Enterprise. Who serviced the engines last time? Scotty? Huh. Well, I'm afraid Scotty's made a bit of a mess of things. Yeah, we're having to undo a lot of his work to get the problem, you see. We also don't have any dilithium crystal in stock. No. It's on order from our supplier. But the good news is we've fixed all the doors. Yeah, they all go whish-t-coo now. Yeah, hang on a minute. Barry's got it up on the ramp. Barry, when can Captain Kirk pick up the Enterprise?
Ready Friday.
Give us a call next Friday, Captain. Yeah, I know that's what we said last week. All right. Bye.
Tea with 16 sugars, Cyril.
Yeah, ta. Oi, Tell, tea break. How are you doing with fixing that computer on the Discovery?
Not bad. Listen.
All my circuits are functioning perfectly, but I'm afraid I can't give you the answer right now. Friday at the earliest, Dave.
All right, good.
Doorbell, Cyril.
Hello.
Yeah?
I'm the doctor. I've come to pick up my TARDIS. It was in for its 250 billion light-year service and an MOT.
Oh, yeah. Now, we've had problems with that. We were going to ring you, but we couldn't be bothered. It's failed on quite a few things.
Failed?
Yeah, afraid so, Doc. Let's have a look. Right, now, thing in the middle that goes up and down was stuck. Lights on the hexagonal surface weren't flashing nearly enough. And the horn wasn't working.
Well, didn't you fix it? Look, I need it now. There's a rumour of a Galician rebellion of Cybermen and Alpha Centauri.
Well, that's as maybe, but we didn't have the right set of sonic screwdrivers.
This is impossible.
Well, Nigel can do it when he finishes the respray drop on Babylon 5. Anyway, we estimate that with parts and labour, it'll be about 800 quid.
800 pounds? That's quite outrageous. I knew I should have had this done by a proper TARDIS dealer. This could be the end of everything, you know. Cybermen will never be stopped.
Oh, I wouldn't worry about that, Doc. We've got the Cybermen craft in the yard. It'll be months before we get round to fixing it.
Thank heavens.
Yeah, and in the meantime, we've lent them an Ariane space rocket to go about in. They'll never get anywhere in that.
Secrets of the Famous. Number 8.
Hello. My name is Claire Rayner.
My secret is, I've just recorded an album with Bon Jovi.
Coming up soon, Caravan Hour. 60 minutes of non-stop caravanning. Roadwatch.
Beneath me, three caravans have managed to link up on the A12. There's already a 78-mile tailback. And there's absolutely no way that anyone's going to get past them before Norwich.
Planning your route.
Oh, no, no. If we're going to go to Swindon, we need to avoid the dual carriageway, because then people will be able to overtake us. We don't want to build up a 15-mile tailback and then just give it away. No, I think this much smaller road here.
Choosing equipment and buying tons of it.
Right, sir, that's the van leveller, the lock-on caravan feet, the huge wing mirrors, and the family blazing row starter. Now, haven't you seen the new fold-out portable tree?
Oh, it's very small.
Yes, but it's all you need.
Is it four mica?
Yes.
Oh, fantastic. We'll take six.
What about these pine stools, sir?
Have you got them in four mica?
Afraid not, sir. Very popular, the four mica.
Use your caravan all year round.
Well, we've got ours on timeshare with the Mujahideen. They have it 15 weeks a year in the Hindu Kush. And we take it to Great Yarmouth for the other two. They leave it very clean.
Tune in to Caravan Hour this week and find out how you can win 1 month's holiday in a Sainsbury's car park by completing the following sentence in not more than one word. I like caravanning because I am a complete...
Yes?
We've got a letter for you.
Oh, yes? Dear Doctor, we resign as your assistants. Enclosed are our luncheon vouchers.
But you can't resign.
But the TARDIS is so rubbish. There's nowhere to sit down. It's so tiring living in a place with no furniture or telly.
Yeah, and the pizza delivery people won't deliver to the fifth dimension.
Yes, well, it doesn't really matter because I'm moving on anyway. I'm going to combine my two greatest characters, Doctor Who and Wurzel Gummidge. We call it Doctor Gummidge.
Well, I suppose that's better than Wurzel Who.
I'm going to fly around the space-time continuum scaring away alien birds. And I shall talk something like this.
Oh, amateur. Oh.
Look at here. Watch out.
I'll put me up a red on, Joe. For a cup of tea and a slice of cake.
We've got to get back to Gallifrey. The master is eating all the barley.
Oh, shoot. Go on up at him, stupid.
Yes, go on.
Well, that sounds like a winner to me.
Ladies and gentlemen, John Pertwee.
Was written and performed by Nick Dolson and Tim DeYoung, with Peter Bradshaw, Melanie Getreutsch, and special guest John Pertwee. It featured the voices of Dan Strauss and Patrick Allen, and original music composed by Simon Brint. The producer was John Naismith.